Time for the dumbest arguments ever. Ever.
It's time for the dumbest argument ever. Fran, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, hey, anytime.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, okay, so I need you guys to call my boyfriend because, okay, basically what he does is in our bathroom, I have the pump soap, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right. And so he will take the bar of soap out of the shower and use that to wash his hands and put it by the sink. Like, he does this all the time. And then that bar of soap just gets, like, nasty, and it gets all caked around the sink. And there's already pump soap. Like, it's always full. It's not empty. But he'll still grab the bar of soap.
Why does he use the bar of soap and not the pump soap?
I don't know. Like, I've told him before, like, he just uses the pump soap, but he always grabs it. I don't know what his issue is, but I need him to stop.
He's, like, making it more difficult for himself.
Really,
there's already hand soap there.
All right. Hey, what's your boyfriend's name?
Kevin.
All right. Let's call Kevin and find out what's wrong with his brain.
Hello?
Kevin.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay.
That's awesome news, man. That's great to hear. It's great to hear. We're good, too, by the way.
Who's this?
Oh, sorry. Kevin, it's Mark, Kay, and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Wildly Entertaining Morning Show there.
Hey, Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, your girlfriend, Fran, is with us. Cool.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
What's going on? Hi.
Hi.
She told us that you use the bar of soap for your hands in the bathroom instead of the hand soap, like the pump.
But she told us that in a way more annoyed manner.
Yeah, like she's confused why you do this.
Yeah, do you do that? Do you like? Do you just negate the whole pump soap thing and go in the shower and get the bar soap?
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you prefer the bar over the hand soap or the pump soap?
Well, I don't know. I guess this is really bothering her. So I don't know. I never think about it. I just soap. It's soap. I'm always soap. I'm not.
You're thinking about it enough to take it out of the shower when there's already soap there.
Yeah, but it's like the pump. I never like think of using that as soap. It's just. I'm not really like a pump soap kind of guy. You're not a pump soap guy.
You're not a pump soap kind of guy. You're more of a bar soap kind of guy.
Yeah, I mean, like pump soap's a girl thing. Like I don't know, I just use the bar of soap.
Yeah, but
I use soap as soap.
Yeah, everywhere else you go though, it's always a pump soap. Like you're in a public bathroom or anyone else's house, you don't just go into their shower and get the bar.
That is true.
Yeah, why? Because it just makes an extra mess for me to have to clean up, because you certainly don't clean it.
Oh, burn.
Yeah.
It's soap. It's already clean. It's just soap.
Okay.
Right. Oh, my God.
Okay. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. Does anyone else use bar soap to wash their hands? It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today. 340-9595. Fran is annoyed with her boyfriend, Kevin, because, get this, he doesn't use the pump soap. He goes in the shower and gets the hand soap. Right, Fran?
Absolutely. It's so annoying.
So annoying. So annoying. And Kevin, you're basically just like, I'm not a pump soap kind of guy.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it about the pump soap you don't like? Is it like too smelly or it's too convenient or what?
It's just, you know, it's like floral, it's sort of fruity flavored. It's just, I want soap to smell like soap.
Is it flavored? Are you eating it? You know what? Never mind. 340, maybe that's why you don't like it.
Yeah.
340-9595. Hey, Tom from Jack's Beach. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, do you use bar soap or to wash your hands or do you use the pump soap?
I'm a pump soap guy, but I think this guy, maybe he was locked up, you know? Maybe he's a bar soap kind of guy.
You mean like in prison?
Yeah, you know, when you and I were locked up together, it took a while for you to go back to pump soap.
I guess you're right.
I feel like I would be excited to go back to pump soap.
I think, right? Yeah. And also, you know, freedom and...
Oh, yeah, that too.
All that other kind of stuff, yeah. The last thing I'd want is to see bar soap ever again, especially because, you know, they always tell you not to drop it.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Steve from the side. You drop the pump soap, nothing happens.
Right.
Steve from the south side, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you use bar soap on your hands or pump soap?
I use bar soap.
Use bar soap.
Interesting.
Why is that, do you think?
Because... To me, the pump soap usually is kind of oily. It takes longer to get off, and I don't really think it always comes all the way off. I like the way bar soap is. You put it on, your hands get clean, you rinse it off, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess like when you have like a public sink or something, it's gross for people to all use the same bar of soap. Is that why pump soap? Why did we start using pump soap? Because now I know that like in my house, every sink, that's
like
all there is.
What she was complaining about, how it gets like, it leaves like the caked up soap around it. It's like dirty. I guess it's not dirty, but it gets like more, it's messy.
No, I know what you mean. It's got like the crusty soap on the
The pump is like just more convenient and quicker and easier. I mean, we're all about convenience, you know?
That's true. Hey, thanks so much for calling. I'm with the guy. I don't like a smelly pump soap though.
A smelly one?
I don't like them too smelly. I just want like a regular pump soap.
All of mine have scents, but they're so good. Like the cleaning, like clean smells. Like I have like a grapefruit one right now.
Okay, grapefruit's fine, or like lime is fine, but some of them
are like lemon,
flowery, or it's, I don't need any. I don't want to smell like a granny. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Who's this?
All right, hey, thanks for calling.
Great.
Definitely a bar soap user.
Definitely.
Soleil, good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. Oh, Soleil, what do you want to say about bar soap versus pump soap?
Well, bar soap is kind of gross because when you wash your hands, you're like washing to get the germs off. But then when you're like rubbing your hands on the soap, you're also leaving germs on the soap. So then the next person who comes with germs on their hands is just leaving more germs on the soap. So after all, when you're using the soap to disinfect, you're just infecting the soap.
I feel like I just got a public health lesson from Elmo.
What just happened?
I don't know. They're like, Elmo says, don't leave germs on the soap. Use the pump. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Don't use soap. All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Soleil. We really appreciate it. Hey, Darlene, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Hey, great. What do you want to say about hand soap versus pump soap?
Honey, I don't think you have a gripe. At least he's using soap.
Oh, you don't use soap?
Oh, I use soap. At least he is, too.
No, oh, I see. That's true. I guess some guys would just not even wash their hands.
I mean, are there guys who don't do that? I guess there are.
There are. I see some guys here at the radio station. I'm not going to name any names.
Oh, my God. Really?
But they'll be in the bathroom, and then they'll leave.
That's disgusting.
And they bypass the sink.
That's gross.
And you know what the worst part is? This is the worst part of the whole bathroom. What?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It's that you have to pull the door to get out. Which is backwards. You should always, because here's the thing.
So you have to push it, so you can just use your like arm or your shoulder so you don't have to touch it with
your
hands.
Foot, you know, you just use,
right.
But you have to pull the door open to leave. So you have to, like, you know what I do is I'll wash my hands, and if there's hand sanitizer, I'll just put hand sanitizer in my hand and open the door.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, or as soon as I open it, I run in here and
Wait, now that you mention it, the door is backwards.
It's backwards.
That's why everybody almost runs into each other every time they're going in or out.
Right, you should pull it open.
Yes.
Go do your business,
and then
wash your hands, and then just be able to push it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's luckily, so we're moving.
We're moving.
Yeah, so
that's good.
That's going to be someone else's problem. Kylie, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great. What'd you want to say, Kylie?
I wanted to say that I don't really like using bar soap on my hands, because then after you feel all, like, sticky.
You feel all icky.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Like, bar soap.
It doesn't feel good.
Well, bar soap makes you feel, like, stuck. You know, if you use it to like wash your body, you feel like you don't feel like smooth and soft and clean. You feel like your like hands are getting stuck on your leg as you're like pushing it. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Are you sure you're not using a glue stick by accident?
No. She knows what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. You don't use bar soap on your body? Because
I don't use any bar soap ever.
Oh my God. What do you clean with?
No.
Like
I use
body
wash.
Yeah.
Like shower gel.
Right.
Oh my God, you're such a girl. So you don't even have bar soap in your shower.
My boyfriend uses body wash. Whatever I buy,
he's such a girl too. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. No, I definitely have like Lever 2000 for my 2000 parts. But if I'm just like washing my hands, it's all like, you know, soft soap or pump soap. Or my wife buys some kind of organic stuff.
Yeah, like the Meyer stuff.
Yeah, something like that.
Does she buy that? That's my fave.
That's interesting. 340-9595. You know what I do like? Sometimes there'll be like an oatmeal bar, and it exfoliates, like it's a bar soap. But as you scrub,
the 80s, like oatmeal bar?
Yeah, maybe that's what I remember it from. I remember it from my childhood.
I remember when I was a kid, my parents had that.
Yeah, but it's like exfoliates as you scrub, right? No. That's good stuff.
Oatmeal bar.
Yeah, oatmeal bar, that's what it was.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. Megan's like, oh, what is that, at a brunch?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.